When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes, is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Hey everybody, welcome to The Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network. It's Red Friday. Thank you for being here. Red, R-E-D, is Remember Everyone Deployed. Massive thing close to my heart, and I make a point of it. That's what the red vest is about. And yeah, we want to make sure that we honor the fact that they're willing to stand on the wall for us. So welcome to Red Fridays. The episode today, we're going to talk about the concept around talk. It's not weak to speak. We want to be able to talk. We want guys to talk. So I really appreciate everybody being here today. Before I get into it too deep, I have my special mug, and I have and maybe there's another special mug coming, so I'm all excited about that. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to have you on. I'm excited for you to find us on a platform, anywhere that you listen to your podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google TV, Apple TV, Roku, anywhere that you listen to your stuff or watch your stuff. And you can find my happy smiley beard on inspiredchoicesnetwork.tv is our own TV station. So inspiredchoicesnetwork.tv, you can watch my episodes. All the episodes are there, not just for me, but for all the other hosts that are on the network. And there's some amazing hosts on this network. Hey, Crystal, great to see you. Thank you for being here. There's so many people watching today and listening. I know there are. And I know there's a bunch of people that listen and watch in replay. If you're here, let me know so I can say hi. And let me know where you're listening from, watching from. If you're watching this in replay, reach out to me. You can find the long bearded guy on every social media platform there is. And just say hi. Hey, I was listening from, I watched your replay from wherever you are. I would love to know that. So please let me know. I'm on, by the way, to give you a little bit of a heads up, if you don't have your journal and a pen handy, you need to run and grab, because you're going to want to have that. We want to be able to remember stuff, but they say statistically, most people can't retain more than 10% of what they hear the first time, even if they take good notes. So we want you to be able to refer back to this stuff. You're going to hear some things and you're going to go, oh, that's awesome, I want to remember that. And we, unfortunately, our brain will not do that. So we want to be able to write it down. So you got about 30 seconds to grab a journal and a pen or a pencil or a crayon or a marker or something, so that you can write stuff down. So if you've watched me before, then you know. And if you have never watched me before, I'm on a mission to positively change the lives of more than 10 million men by raising their EQ, by increasing their EQ. And I'm looking for people to help me do that. I'm looking for people that either are a man or know a man, are in touch with a man, have men that are friends, you get the point, that need the message. And people tell me sometimes, oh, I'm okay, but I've got some people I know I can connect you to. And I want to be connected to those people. But part of my brain goes, you know what? Because of the idea around the concept, around emotional intelligence, it's not really intelligence, but emotional, our emotional quotient. If we can understand it, this concept is like, it's like buying insurance. You have to buy insurance before you need it, because once you need it, you can't get it anymore. You probably don't qualify. You have to do it pre. And so we need these tools and strategies preloaded into our toolbox so that when we get in the situation, we can just grab it out of the toolbox and use it. So if you're doing great, that's awesome. But nobody has the market cornered on every tool and every strategy there is available. We should always want to be growing. We should always be wanting to add tools to the toolbox. So whether you think you need it right this second or not, if you need it right this second, please reach out. If you know somebody that needs it right this minute, please reach out to me. And you can reach me at thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. is the easiest way to get a hold of me on an email, but reach out and say, hey, I've got somebody here that needs help. But if you're not, I've got some programs I'm going to talk about later in the show that are one's called Boxed Inside Out. And it's a program for people and for guys, sorry, ladies, it's my heartbeat and the fire that burns inside of me is to help men, entrepreneurial men, pro athlete men, because we're going to talk about it a little bit today. We're going to talk about why we need to talk. What's the point of talking? Why do we need to get it out there? And so I want you to connect with me. I've got a cohort coming beginning of July with Boxed Inside Out. It's only going to be a dozen guys. That's all I want to put into it. Because it's weird if I get bigger than that, but I want the first 12 guys that say, yeah, hey, can I jump into that? I need the tools. I need some more strategies to be able to deal with, whether it's stuff you want to deal with for yourself or be able to help your son or your sons or your brothers or your dad or your uncles or your friends at work or whatever it is. We need the tools to be able to have for ourselves and then be able to help other people. And just so you know, I'm a high performance coach. I'm a high performance mentor. I'm certified in a half a dozen disciplines with Robbins Madonis, as a performance coach. I'm certified to teach, Napoleon Hill, sorry. And I'm certified NLP, but I'm a multi-award-winning international best-selling author multiple times. I'm an international speaker. There's all these different things that I can do that you can plug into, and that I'm here to serve you. I'm here to provide for you. And if you need, please reach out. Please reach out. And if you want to help this move forward, by all means, please. There's lots of ways to help this message get out. There's lots of need in terms of getting the message out. It's not it costs something to do that. So that's one way we can help. But there's some other ways in terms of contacts and whatnot. So please reach out. All right. So excited to have you here today. I'm so stoked you're here. So talk. It's not weak to speak. So why would we do it? Talk, why? How come? Well, the statistic I read ages ago was that 80% of men polled said that they battle at some point in their life with their own mental awareness, with their own mental health, mental illness. They struggle or battle at some point with depression or anxiety or some of those things that we all feel, we all have in our bodies, but we all experience, but a lot of times we're not taught how to deal with. And especially guys, where people look at it and go, hey, you know, cowboy up, man up, let's go, you know, rub some dirt on it, get back in the game. We don't want to look weak. And I've talked about the word stigma before. You've all heard me talk about stigma. It's a word I hate that word. I really do. Because stigma is a sanitized, civilized word that we use so that we don't have to admit what we're really doing. And people say to me all the time when I share that, they're like, oh, what are we doing? Well, we're being judgmental pricks. That's what we're doing. Pardon my French, but that's what we're doing. We're being judgmental. We're being ignorant to them. We're being ignorant. Why? Because we don't understand. It's judgment. Anywhere you see the word stigma, lift it out and put the word judgment in. Way more honest. Way more accurate, and it gets to the heart of what the problem is. As long as we keep holding on to, oh, it's stigma. No, it's not stigma. You know, as a suicide survivor myself, oh, stop the stigma around. It's not. It's judgment. People are just ignorant. They don't understand it. They don't know the ins and outs of it. They don't want to know why it's that way, and they don't want to know why it's that way. But they stick their nose in and go, hey, I think I understand that. You don't have a freaking clue. No offense. You don't know. You just don't understand. So stop judging people. Because what we're doing literally is saying, hey, you know what? I'm better than them because I don't deal with that. Now, I have a whole whack of my own shit to deal with, but I don't deal with that. So I'm better than them. No, you're not. And it's not a secret. You're not any better than anybody else. None of us are. I'm not better than anybody else. We're all unique and special in our own way, but none of us are. Nothing makes me more special than you. And nothing about you makes you more special than me. our journeys are for ourself. Our journeys are for ourself. Your journey's for you. My journey's for me. And I don't need validation. You don't need validation. You don't need anybody's approval. You don't even need anybody to understand it. But we need to be able to share that. Guys need to be able to reach out. They said 40% of men feel that they're either considered weak or embarrassed, and they're embarrassed themselves if they admit they're struggling or want to share. 40%. It's more than a third. It's almost half the guys feel shame and embarrassment and feel that they're weak somehow. Shame on us. As a society, shame on us. What are we doing? And I was going to apologize. I'm not sorry. I get passionate about it because we are letting men, good men, great guys, dads and fathers and all, they're choosing suicide. They're battling it out without any help. And their lives are not what they could be. Because they don't know how, they don't know where, they don't think they can. We need to encourage them to share. Talk. It's not weak to speak. Matter of fact, it takes a lot of courage to stand in your empowerment and share your struggles, share your foibles, share the fact that you're struggling. It takes courage to do that. I've said that before, but we do this thing where we look at other people and go, wow, I'm going to celebrate you because you have the courage to be vulnerable and transparent. But in ourself, we see it as a weakness. What is that about? What is that about? In others, we see it as a strength, but in ourselves, we see it as a weakness. What sense does that make? We need to give ourselves that grace. We need to be able to say, you know what? I'm going to stand in my empowerment. I'm going to share my story. I'm going to be 100% authentically me and let the chips fall where they may. Is that going to be hard? Uh-huh. Is it going to lose us some friends maybe? Uh-huh. Are there some people that we love and care about and that we respect going to drop us like a hot potato? Uh-huh. Do it anyway. It's worth it. Do it anyway. It makes life so much easier, so much more fulfilling, so much less drama. We just stand up and go, you know what? This is who I am. And if you like it, great. And if you don't like it, great. I don't care. I'm going to be me. That lets huge amounts of stress and anxiety off of people when they want and can just show up as themselves. All this extra weight. Because we're trying to live up to somebody else's expectations of who we believe they think we should be. May not even be real. We may be trying to live up to something that's not even real. And we have angst and we battle and we fight and we do stuff and we buy stuff and we show ourselves and show up in ways that are not us genuinely. This is genuinely me. My beard, my hair, right? I had my wife cut it this morning. Thank you, hon. She cut my hair for me, shaved it so that I was all tight for my show. but some people like that. Some people don't like that. I have family members, close family members, nucleus family members that don't like my hair. I don't care. It's not for them. It's for me. And I just tell them, hey, don't look. You don't like it. Anyway. Well, this topic is a huge one. There's lots we could talk about. We have to take a quick break and pay some bills here. But a couple of quick shout outs. Jose Escobar is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about the morning and evening routine mastery program that's changing people's lives. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. Great program, incredible program. And if you're not doing something, you need to be. So reach out to Jose and talk to him about that program. The other quick shout out, my beautiful beard, I get asked all the time. People stop me, complete strangers stop me and go, oh, that's awesome. You know, epic, beard's amazing. And I take some work to get it. But I this new company that I've been working with and using their product for about 6-8 weeks, incredible. It's called The Beard Struggle. And one of their main products is something called Voxter, Beard Growth Accelerator. If you've got like little patches where it doesn't grow, right? There's little spaces where it doesn't grow, or it's not as thick. This stuff combined with this micro needle derma roller that you roll on your face. But those two products are amazing. They got some incredible smells. They've got some beard oil and butter. And if you're trying to get your beard to be full and to be healthy looking and shiny and really what you want it to be, look out the Beard Struggle is the name of the company, which I thought was a very cool name and right in line with what I do. So I thought that was amazing, but I wanted to give them a shout out because my beard has been epic and doing well. So as we go to break here, don't forget to pause and breathe so that you ground yourself. Make sure you have your notebook. You're gonna need it in the next segment. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. See you in a minute.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the chief catalyst strategist guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for being with me. We're talking today about a concept around that says talk. It's okay to talk. We need to talk. It's not weak to speak. It takes lots of courage to do it, actually. So in this segment, I want to talk just real quick. It is okay to not be okay. It's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to stay there. I want to say it again. It's okay not to be okay. That's okay. That's a normal thing that happens in life. It's okay not to be okay. It's just not okay to stay there. And so I want to just real quick, why would we want to share our mental awareness struggles? Whether you're a guy, whether you're a gal, but why do we want to share? Why should we want to share? Why do we need to share? Because we do need to share. We really do. We got to get it out. We got to be okay to let it out. But what I find is a lot of people in general, but certainly men, will only open up when they feel safe and not judged. And I think that's true for both, for all genders. I think if we feel safe and not judged, we're way more likely to open up. But if we feel judgment or we feel like we're not safe and I can't be myself, we're probably not opening up. And so even when we go to a therapist or a counselor or somebody that's professionally trained to do that. If we don't show up and share 100% of ourselves, how do we expect them to be able to help us? We don't go to a doctor, a physician, and only give them, you know, 60% of the information and then expect the diagnosis to be right. Do we? Do you? I would hope not. That's not a good way to go to a doctor, right? There's no way they're going to be able to give you a proper diagnosis if you don't give them all the information. Same thing in this. If we're not able to be 100% ourselves, 100%, not holding anything back. Have you ever had a relationship like that where you feel you can be you and you can let your hair down and let, you know, exhale? And for guys, sometimes we do a thing where we hold our guts in, right? We inhale to hold our guts in so we look skinny, right? And even if we're a little heavier, we hold our gut in, right? But which is just ego, and it's anyway, but we do that. But when you're with certain people, we can just go, you know what? Oh, and we let it out, and we feel comfortable to be ourselves. Why? Because we're not judged, and we feel safe. We know that person's going to love us anyway. My wife has been 31 years on Monday, and I can be 100% me with her. It's wonderful. It gives you a sense of it's a bonding thing for sure, but it gives you a freedom inside the relationship to say and do and be who you really are. It gives you the ability to just be, not have to put pretense. We hold on to so. I have a friend that was talking about masks this week. We put on our mask so people don't see what we really are. We think we need to put on a mask so that people don't, or we put a filter on our phone. We don't need the filters. We don't need the filters. We don't need the mask. We need to stand in our empowerment. And the people that don't like that, the people that don't resonate, pardon me, the people that judge you for that, they're not your people. And that's okay. Let them go. The weirdest thing happens. You'll attract people that love the way you look, just the way you are, or love the way you're being, just the way you are. That'll come into your life. And I know people go, oh, Gord, what happens if I'm myself and there people don't like me? I'll lose my friends. I won't have any more friends. You'll have friends. Trust me. People will love you just the way you are. But we have to be courageous enough to stand in that. So why share? I'm going to give you five things real quick. My necklace keeps catching on my chest here. Vulnerability and transparency, right? Even from me. Getting better at getting better. What do I mean by that? Getting better at getting better. It allows us the introspection on how we overcome those challenges. So how have we overcome the challenges we've had in the past? How did we do that? How did we get through those things? The ones that were effective, because sometimes we don't get through them. So what were the things we've done in the past? That takes introspection. It takes some time to be able to look at us, at ourselves, at inside and go, hey, what did I do? We want to flex our vulnerability muscles, because vulnerable and transparent, those muscles have to be worked out, just like doing, you know, push-ups or bicep curls or whatever, leg press or whatever. They're muscles that aren't used all the time. And the more we use those muscles, the more we step into that vulnerability and step in and let the chips fall where they may. Let the chips fall where they may. Don't be tied to the result. Don't be tied emotionally to how people respond to you, because they're responding to you from their perspective, from their experience. It's saying something about them. It's not saying anything about you. It's about them. But we need to get better at getting better. That's EQ. When we raise our EQ, someone said, why is that so important to you? And I'm like, because when we raise our emotional quotient, everything in our life gets better. our relationships get better. We become a better husband or father or friend or employer or employee. Everything in our life gets better. Not relationships get better. Our satisfaction with life gets better. Our energy goes up. There's so many things that get so much better when we raise our emotional quotient, when we understand how to have sympathy and empathy for people in situations where they're at and are able to go, you know what? I can do it for myself. I can give myself empathy and sympathy. Maybe I need to stop there. Is that where the hiccup is? Is that where the hiccup is for you? You struggle to give yourself grace. You struggle to give yourself empathy and sympathy. Because if you do, it makes it very difficult to give it to somebody else in a genuine way. We'll want to, but we may not be able to because we can't give ourselves that grace. And a lot of times we'll give other people grace. We don't give ourselves. We can't give to ourselves. We need to learn to be able to do that. So getting better at getting better. That's number one. Number two, growing towards self-acceptance. So it's helping to separate our identity from our mental awareness struggle or challenges. A lot of us do a thing, especially men, we do a thing where we connect who we are, our identity, to what we do, right? So we'll go, oh, I'm a car guy, I'm an insurance guy, I'm a coach, I'm a whatever it is, right? I work for the city, I'm a cop, I'm an EMT, I'm whatever it is. That's who I am. I'm an NFLer. No, actually, you're not. That's what you do. That's not who you are. And so allowing us to getting better at sharing, getting better at letting it out and being 100% yourself will give we'll have better self-acceptance. We will be able to separate in a more meaningful way what we do and who we are. They're not the same. And if you struggle with that, reach out to me. I can help you separate those things. Sharing our story improves our well-being. It gives us confidence. It makes us feel empowered. Why? Because it's letting that elephant that we think is in the room that everybody's looking at. And they're not, by the way. Get over yourself. They're not. Most people are way too absorbed in their own shit to worry about anybody else's stuff. So they're not looking at you. The elephant we think is there is not there. It gives us a sense of purpose to be able to help other people. Growing our own self-acceptance gives us some self-purpose. When we can share our story and when we can share and be ourselves, it gives us a sense of purpose because it allows us to help other people. It helps, but because there's no way, we're way too interdependent. Humans are way too interdependent. There's no way you'll ever share your story. There's no way you'll ever show your vulnerability and transparency and have people look at you and go, eh, I don't get it. We all get it. We all get it. And what's the downside of that? I was in a restaurant with a buddy. That's months ago now. But you know, he said, I don't think people are as that tied into stuff as you think in terms of their emotion. And I said, wait right here. And I walked over to three different women, complete strangers to me in the restaurant. And I said, hey, I'm doing a quick survey. How are you doing today? And the three of them told me. The third one told me she'd been diagnosed with cancer 3 weeks before. And when I got back to the table, my buddy's like, wow, I can't believe that woman shared something so personal with a complete stranger. And I'm like, what's the downside of that? What? She's going to share that and I'm going to go, oh, sucks to be you. That's not happening. That's not happening. She's going to get empathy and sympathy. Empathy, if I've had that before, sympathy at least. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'll pray for you. It's okay to be, and the people that don't take it, that push back or that give you a hard time, they're not your people. Let it go. I think that's what the book says. Let it go. Let it go. They're not for you. And what they're saying is about them. It's not about you. They're coming from their own perspective. And their perspective doesn't matter. Their opinion doesn't matter. Your journey is for you, not for them. I hope that makes sense. I really do. Got to take another quick break. shout out to Jose Escobar, is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf, but check out the Connected Leaders Academy membership to take your business to the next level. If you're an entrepreneur, you have a history of success, and your ego can fit in a room, he wants to talk to you. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today. And again, you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. That's an incredible group. They're in more than 40 states across the US. They're in 17 or 18 countries around the world. We're all over the place. So if that's of interest to you, please reach out to him. We're going to take another quick break. Don't forget to pause and breathe. Don't go anywhere. I'm only at number two. We've got some more here to give you. So keep your notebook and your journal handy. Don't forget to pause and breathe. We'll be right back. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. See you in a minute.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for sticking with me. We're talking about a topic that says talk. It's not weak to speak. It takes courage to speak. It takes courage to step out there and be yourself. And what we're looking at the moment is five quick reasons why we want to share. Why would we want to get into a space where it's okay not to be okay, but it's not okay to stay there? So how do we get out of that? Why do we need to share our mental awareness struggles with other people? So getting better at getting better is one. Growing towards self-acceptance is two. Three is breaking the walls or judgment. It's not stigma. It's judgment around mental awareness. The more we talk about it, the easier it gets. The more we talk about it, the more we raise the level of awareness around it, the easier it becomes, the more open people will be about it. Nobody looks at somebody that broke their leg and goes, oh, suck to be you, right? We look at it, we understand that. But for some reason, and that's the whole concept around breaking down the judgment, a lack of understanding coming from a lack of knowledge leads to a lack of acceptance, shame, and a less than feeling. I'll say that again. A lack of understanding is coming from a lack of knowledge because we don't know all about it. It's something we can't see. It's in their head. We don't know. We don't understand that, but we don't go and find what that's about or how that's about or talk to them. We just push back on it. But that leads to a lack of acceptance. We push them away. We hold them at arm's length because we're like, that scares me. I don't know are they going to hurt me? Are they not going to hurt me? What's going on? And then that causes shame and a less than feeling in the person that you're talking to. So breaking down the judgment, stop having judgment, stop thinking you're better than somebody else because you don't have schizophrenia or PTSD or deep depression or have tried suicide or any, let those things go. Let those things go. Because if we can't, we're holding ourselves back, but we're holding back everybody around us. The more we talk about these things, we break that judgment. People get to understand. I talk a lot about being on the spectrum. It doesn't have to be the heavy duty end where that's the PTSD and suicide and schizophrenia and deep depression. That's on one end of a spectrum. And when we think about, and I call it mental awareness, but mental health, mental illness, we think of those heavy things. And we think of them on their own, but they're not. They're on a spectrum. Mental awareness is a spectrum. Mental health is a spectrum. What do I mean? On the other end of that spectrum is a little bit of stress and anxiety or late depression because of something at home, something at work, you know, finances, the kids, but it's light amount of those things. But if we don't know how to deal with those things, if we don't have the tools and strategies to be able to deal with those things in a positive way and just make them go away, we are going to end up on the other end of that spectrum, which is what's been happening. Deep depression has skyrocketed since we were all confined during COVID, right? Suicide rates have skyrocketed, and guys choose suicide at 4 times. Hurts my heart. 4 times, women. Why? Because women will talk about it. Women, most of the time, will reach out. Guys are taught you're weak and a suck if you need to have help and you need some, if you can't deal with it on your own, figure it out. And it's wrong. It's bullshit. That's wrong. We need to be able to have them understand it's okay. Let it out. Be you. And you're still loved and accepted 100% just the way you are. Whether I understand it or don't, doesn't matter. I love you. And you're perfectly okay just the way you are. We need to break that wall of judgment. That's number three. Number four, increase connectedness. What do I mean? Once you're vulnerable and transparent with somebody, you bond with that person. When we were doing, it was a very high level speaking class that I was a part of and helped run. And one of the things that we watched when people, so we would break them out and turn to be, you know, 30, 40, 50 people in the room. And we would break them out for the exercises and they would be, so we would teach them, one person would stand and do the presentation, whatever they were presenting. And we'd give them these little exercises to do and they would do it, but they would do it in front of 2 or 3 people. Well, they're petrified. Most of them are scared as hell to talk in front of anybody ever about anything, right? Public speaking is one of the highest levels of stress comes. So, but when they do that, they're stepping through, they're breaking through their terror barrier to be able to share and to do that exercise in front of those, even just the 2 or 3 people. And then they would get a standing ovation and we would get them to hold their arms out. Most people can't do that. Most of them couldn't do that. We were running around the room, lifting people's arms. Come on, receive that. Receive that. And then they would sit down and another person in that group would stand up. But once they, each of them had done that, and then exercise after exercise after exercise after exercise, after a couple of days, these people were bonded. So lifelong relationships, lifelong friendships with lots of people in the room. Why? Because they were exercising their vulnerability and transparency muscles with complete strangers at the beginning of the weekend. A lot of them didn't know each other from anybody. So it increased the connectedness. It builds community. It allows people to feel seen and heard. Tell me that's not a big thing right now. People are not feeling seen and heard. They're just not. People are sharing. They want to share, but they feel like no one really gives a shit. Nobody cares. So being able to share, being able to get the message out, being able to talk about your foibles and your struggles allows people to connect to you. So number four is increased connectedness. Sorry, first day with the new tongue. And the fifth one is easier to reach out for help and support. It makes it easier to reach out once we get through that, once we step through that terror barrier, once we step through that idea that says, you know what, I'm petrified to do that. I'm absolutely petrified to be me and to share with anybody else that I'm struggling. It takes work. It takes attention. It takes being able to look at it and go, you know what, I'm going to be me. And for some reason, for a lot of us, we don't want, well, no one gives a shit about my sad story. They just don't. Yeah, they do. More people than you think do, because they understand, they get it. They're going through it too. They're struggling too. And the person that says to you, oh, I don't have any struggles. Bullshit. They're lying to you. We do this thing on social media where we compare what we think of ourselves in terms of things being horrible and not good and less than and all this stuff. We compare that to what we see on social media where they have it together and they're showing us, hey, you know what? It's their most beautiful day, or they've got a filter on. So you're looking at somebody that may not be exactly what they look like, because it's smoothing out the imperfections, or it's correcting color, or it's whatever it's doing, whatever the filter is doing. We live in a filtered world. And people are scared to be themselves. And you know what? Justifiably, they're scared to be themselves because their history and their experience has been, if I'm myself, I get slapped. If I'm myself, people don't accept me. If I'm myself, my friends don't like me. I get pushback. Okay, maybe you don't have the right friends. If you don't have people around you that are freaking out of their mind, raving lunatic fans of yours, pom-poms and celebrating you, you're with the wrong group. And no offense, and I'm not trying to be, but you know what? I've said that to you all before. If you're looking for me to polish your trophies, I'm not your guy. But if you're still with me and you come and listen regularly, you know what? You're my people. I'm here to rattle your chain. I'm here to shake your cage and go, hey, wake up. Come on. You want growth? It's hard. It's painful. It's difficult. It's worth it. Do it anyway. Don't give up. Don't give up. Just keep pushing. You only have to get up once more than you get knocked down to be successful. Just once. And is that easy? No. Is it hard? Freaking A, it is. Absolutely, it is. But that's why we need increased connectedness. We need to have a support system around us, a community around us that gets that, a growth community. That's why I love Connected Leaders Academy. It's a growth environment. They're looking to increase. Are they like-minded in the sense they're all looking to be growth-minded? Yes. But they're growth minded, and some of them are brand new starting out in that growth journey, and some of them have been doing it for 6 or 7 decades. But because they're growth minded, they're pushing forward. That inspires me. It fires me up. And you know what? It surrounds me with people that I can reach out to and go, hey, you know what? I'm struggling today. And I get a whole whack of people that go, hey, you know what? We're praying for you. How can we help you? We're here to support you. We're here to encourage you. How do we help you? We need that. We need it. We got to take another quick break, but before we go, I want, if any of this resonates with you, you can hire me to do for group coach. And I can put you into a cohort with some other people. If you want personal attention, I've got one-on-one. If mentorship, if you're looking for speaking, you want me to share some of this message with some of the people around you, your church group, your men's group, Christian Service Brigade, cadets, whatever it is, if you want me to share with your people, reach out. And you can reach me, you can hire me for lots of different things. And on the other side of that, if this message resonates with you and you go, you know what, I want to help this message get out. I want other people to be able to hear and benefit from this message. There's lots of ways to help with sponsorship, lots of different ways to do that. And I'm right now, I've got slots for 3 or 4 more people or companies or whatnot to come in and help support. I'm looking for that actively at the moment. So I'm reaching out to you. If you know somebody, if you're that person, great. We're on more than 450 platforms globally every week with this message. It's hundreds of millions of reach across all of those platforms. And so if somebody that wants really good exposure and really wants to get their message out, you know what? Reach out to me. Reach out to me, please. And if you know somebody that could do that, or you know a company, I'm still looking for a beard company. I would love the Beard Struggle to do that. I would love them to do that, to help sponsor the show. I love using their product, great product, incredible product, and a really, really amazing company. So, but I'm looking for, that would make logical sense to me. Mind made focus, my, and I've said this lots of times. I said at the beginning, I'll say it again. I'm looking to change the lives in a positive way of 10 million men plus by raising their EQ. I'm going to, because their life gets better when their EQ goes up, but that takes reach. It takes engagement. I want engagement. I want people being able to say, hey, Gord, you know what? Hey, this is the deal. My avatar are entrepreneurial men and pro athletes. That's where my heart is. But I'll talk to anybody. If you're a man, if you're a woman, even I can put you in touch with some women mentors that I know that can help you on a female side with some of those things. But no matter what it is, we all need. Don't fool yourself. Tiger Woods has multiple coaches. LeBron James has multiple coaches. The best of the best of the best that we all look up to and want to emulate, they all have a coach. Multiple coaches. I don't trust a coach that doesn't have coach. I got four coaches right now. We need mentorship. We need help. We all have blind spots. We don't have all the information about all. We just don't. There's no way to have that. Help me get my message out. Please help get the message out. However you can. You want to bring somebody and go, hey, tell your brother or your dad or your uncle or your sons or whatever, hey, listen to this guy. He's on Inspired Choices Network every week. Here, inspiredchoicesnetwork.tv. You can watch him. Watch his happy beard. Listen to it's coming from my heart. I hope you understand my passion. I hope that comes through in the way I present and the way I'm talking to you. If it doesn't, maybe I need to relook at it, but I'm hoping you feel my heart. I really am. I need to take another quick break before we do a quick wrap and a call to action for this week coming. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. See you in a minute. Don't go anywhere.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
The Connected Leaders Academy is the number one fastest growing networking community for entrepreneurs. CLA assembles high-level leaders, titans of industry, and business owners under one roof. If you're an entrepreneur looking to grow personally, professionally, scale your influence, develop skills, and expand your network exponentially, the CLA is where you need to be. Want on to more podcasts and shows? Speak on more stages? Sell more books, products, and services? Get more leads, referrals, acquire new clients, develop lifelong friendships, and more? Join the Connected Leaders Academy today. Contact Jose Escobar on Facebook or check out www.claglobalsummit.com for more information.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for sticking with me. I hope you're hearing my heart today. I really am. I really do, because it's okay. We need to talk. We need to encourage guys to talk. They have to be able to, but they need to know it's safe to do it. They need to know it's safe to be themselves. They don't want to feel, it's not that they don't want to. We make it way more difficult if we don't allow them to understand that it's a safe place, that you're a safe place, and that there's no judgment. You're going to love them anyway. Which brings me to, so we talked about a bunch of stuff today, but it's not weak to speak. We want to encourage guys to do that, right? 80% of them. So if you're talking to somebody, 80% of men polled said that they at some point battle with their mental awareness. 80%. So the chances of you running into somebody that doesn't need it or thinks they're okay is really slim, whether they tell you that or not, whether they admit that to themselves even or not. Provide the safe space. 40% say they're embarrassed. We got to break the judgment. We got to break the judgment. We have to let it go, right? The reasons, getting better, growing towards self-acceptance, breaking the wall or the judgment, increasing connectedness and easier to reach out for help and support because we're working out that muscle, right? And then the shout out today, or the call to action today, pardon me, the call to action is to be a safe judgment-free zone for someone this week. Let people know you're these for them. Do people realize that you're that person or that you are willing to be that person for them? You may think you are. You may know you are. Do they know you are? Do they know you are? I want you to journal what you did. So journal, you know, the person you reached out to. You don't have to share that with me, but journal what you did and how it made you feel. What did you learn about you when you put yourself in a space like that? When you put yourself in a space where you let people know, hey, I'm a safe, judgment-free zone. I'm here for you. I have people around me. I'm wildly blessed to have a bunch of people around me like that. And it makes life way easier. It makes my life, I can live in abundance, a good abundance. I can live in a space where I know if I get into trouble or if I know I'm dragging today, I've got people I can reach out to. And I know who they are. And I rely on them. And I do reach out to them. Next, so that's the call to action today. Let somebody know that you're a safe, judgment-free zone for them. Make sure people around you know that they are. And then journal it. And then how does it make you feel to be that person for them? How does it make you feel when you have somebody like that? And what do you learn about you when that happens? When you can be that person? All right. Next week, that's Friday, June 30th, the last day of the month. We will be talking about the only way out is through. Keep going. That's the title of the show. The only way out is through. Keep going. That would be another. So again, bring your journal, bring the men in your life, bring people that you know are going to benefit from this. Share it with other people. We want engagement. It's not just about reach where they're listening. We want them to engage. So engage with me. Make it another great week. Make it. You have the power to do that. I love you. Massive hugs. Live abundantly and with intention. Don't just let it happen. Make it happen. I'll see you next week. Make it another great week. I love you all. Big hugs. Take care.
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs!